Dear Ollie, just when is enough just enough? Yesterday, I enjoyed a ride in our convertible car where I'm chauffeured in style by my pet parent, Rich Selectic, CPA from Valparaiso. My name is just plain Hank, and I'm a rather large dog, and I can lounge comfortably in the back seat. Hey, visualize this. The wind is rushing past my ears, my paws are up, and my eyes half open. If ever a dog paradise were possible, this is, and I own it. I live alone, and no other dogs in my house, and I like it like that. Well, yesterday when I got home after my ride, little did I know that paradise was about to be ruined for me. I heard my pet mom talking on the phone about Freddy Spaghetti and Ginger Snap. Well, I'm a dog and I love spaghetti and ginger snaps are delicious too. So I went to sleep on my nice cushy and very large bed waiting for the appearance of both items. Pretty soon the doorbell rang and someone from Chef Nick's eatery appeared with a large container. Wow, I thought, that's a lot of spaghetti and cookies and my share would be stashed in a cookie jar or kitchen cabinet. Imagine my surprise when I heard the lady of the house exclaim, Freddy Spaghetti and Ginger Snap are here to play with you. I listened intently, I figured I should, and found out that their real dog names were Freddy Spaghetti and Ginger Snap. Ha! Huh, there's no food here, and who knew? And they were being fostered temporarily by my family. Ollie, how do I survive this situation? Signed, Hank, the cool convertible dog guy from Valparaiso.
Dear Hank, the cool convertible dog guy. Whoops, you have company. Speaking from experience, I would say ignore the intruders until dinner time and then show them that no one, but no one, messes with your food. That's what I do when a new dog is brought into my house to foster. The last one, who is still here, was named Sweetie. She came here to recover from surgery and is a chunky-looking black Pomeranian I call Snarly Face. I think it's cool that my pet parents can help out a dog recovering from surgery, but keeping them forever is quite a different story. Anyway, Snarly Face was taken to Dr. Reed of the Westchester Medical Clinic in Chesterton, and he told my woman human that this dog had great teeth. She assumed that by pronouncement, Snarly Face was a fairly young dog and would be easy to place with some behavioral work. On her last checkup, Dr. Reed answered the question, how old do you think Sweetie really is? With the following statement, she's an old dog. Look at her eyes. Watch her gait. And she has a graying muzzle. But you said she had great teeth, my woman human remarked. So she's an old dog with young teeth. What do I know? Said Reed with a wink. It's true. An old dog that snarls, even if it's only on a rare occasion, will never be placed. So, cool guy, let's hope your guests are temporary and find forever homes fast. I still have mine here, and I doubt she's going anywhere else at all. Your friend in fur, Ollie. And remember, love is a four-letter word.